This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome to Tits and Tricks. I'm Loz, and I'm going to chat to you about updating your resume. This, for me, is front of mind as I updated mine around 6 months ago, and quite honestly, I didn't know where to start. I hadn't done a resume for around 5 years, so not only did I need to factor in my most recent role and achievements, but it also looked super outdated visually, so I enlisted the help of a friend of mine in recruitment, and I thought I'd pass on some learnings. The key question I had, like so many others, was, do I include my parental leave or gloss over it? What she said was that it really depends on a few factors. How long was your unpaid work period for? What else did you do during this time? And how long ago was it? If you had a break from your career because you were on mat leave and it was less than a year, you don't need to mention it at all. So mat leave is a legal requirement in Australia and you haven't left the job. So there's no need to mention your time out if you don't want to. Another tip I was given was to avoid the chronological CV that you so often see. So this is where your professional experience is in reverse order with the most recent first. This method puts your career pause or your mat leave right at the top as the information that's seen first by a recruiter. Basic sales psychology will tell you that to win someone over, you need to hit them with what they want to hear from the get-go. So a great profile with details of who you are and what you can do that's obviously tailored to the role, followed by a skill section is what I used. So the skills section is also specific to the role and it'll allow you to demonstrate how you meet the attributions they're looking for. If these sections, so the about me and the skills, impress the person reading them, what follows from there on is much less important because you've already won them over. So to break it down, and by no means am I an expert, but I just thought this was such a handy tip. My resume looked like this. So up the top was about me or slash summary. Next was my skills, then career highlights, and then after that, I had a career overview, which is where I listed out who I worked for and when. It wasn't until the second page of my CV where I went into detail about each role. If you've had an extended career break that you think needs to be addressed, or perhaps you'd like to mention all of the invaluable skills that you've learned on parental leave, simply write planned career break or career break on your resume with the dates and a really simple sentence outlining what it was for. So an example could be, it took an intentional pause to focus on caregiving, or even simpler, write parental leave 2022 to 2024, or whenever it may be. Personally, I don't see any harm in outlining the skills you've enhanced while you're on mat leave or the new ones that you've gained. And depending on what field of work you're in, you can be as playful or as direct as you like. Other jobs that you may not have thought about also include volunteering. So whether it's for a charitable cause or if it's for daycare, kinder, school, being on a parents committee is no joke. So the work that goes into it absolutely should be recognized. So write it down and include it. I'd also say think outside the box. For example, did you set up a parent WhatsApp group while on mat leave? Have you volunteered your skills at a kinder community event? Have you taken an online course or undertaken any specific learning and development training? Yes, even the free ones count. All of these things you can include. Don't forget, parenting translates into worthwhile job skills. If you're looking to get back into the workforce, you shouldn't devalue the skills that you've gained outside of work. So many of the skills that you learn as a parent are transferable. Here's some examples: communication, project management, time management, organization skills, conflict resolution, event organization. And guess what? All of these skills are in high demand by employers. And on skills, one of the most important things that should go without question is that your resume needs to be targeted. If an employer can see you are what they're looking for, career break aside, you're going to stand out. There are so many quick, effective, and easy ways to do this. It doesn't have to be really overwhelming. What skill requirements are in the job description? Can you include these in your resume? If they're hard to find or you're unsure of where to start, use ChatGPT, copy and paste the job ad and ask for keywords. Resume.co is another awesome tool which you can either upload your existing resume into or start from scratch. And of course, if you're looking for great free templates, Canva is amazing. Ask your friends for their resumes to have a look at. Google similar resumes in your field. Find those people that you love on LinkedIn and take notes from their profiles. And honestly, if you can, set aside probably an hour over the course, realistically, of a few days, so probably 4 hours in total, and start like I did using Resume Genius. It's free, it's intuitive, it's an all-in-one program that has templates ready to go. It even does your summary / about you section for you. It is not you, so make sure you really go over what it creates and tweak it. And finally, to put things into perspective, if parenting had a job ad, it would probably read like this. Position, full-time parent. Description, a demanding long-term position requiring excellent communication, project management, and organizational skills. Candidates must excel in a high-energy, often unpredictable environment and be adaptable, available 24/7. Expect significant resistance and complaints from key stakeholders, with the understanding that personal approval for direct reports or colleagues is not always guaranteed. Prior experience as a tutor, nurse, storyteller, mediator, cook, driver, accountant, counselor, vet, photographer, and emotional support specialist will be highly regarded. Seems like a lot, right? It is. So if you're wondering whether or not to include your mat leave in your resume, or if you're nervous about taking a career pause, the likelihood is that 50% of people are also like you, and sometimes it's the skills that we don't talk about that we learn during parenthood that can really be the differentiator between you and another candidate. Just because you had a break from your career, it doesn't mean that you've lost your skills. If you're comfortable including maternity leave on your resume, highlight the skills that you've learned.